from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. There's a new mayor in San Francisco this morning, the third in 6 weeks. The Board of Supervisors voted last night to appoint Mark Farrell, a lawyer and venture capitalist who represents some of the city's wealthiest neighborhoods, as interim mayor. The vote removes previous acting mayor London Breed from the seat she held since Mayor Ed Lee died of a heart attack weeks ago. And this was a shocker. KQED's senior politics editor Scott Schaefer was at the board meeting last night, and he joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Brian.
So the most liberal supervisors on the board chose Farrell, a white male, to replace Breed, an African-American woman who grew up in the city's public housing. What led to this?
Yeah, go figure, right? This was really a Shakespearean, Machiavellian, whatever you want to call it, evening yesterday at City Hall. What led to this is that the progressive members of the Board of Supervisors, still feeling burned by what happened many years ago when they appointed Ed Lee as interim mayor, he then turned around and ran for mayor. They wanted to level the playing field in the mayor's race. There's going to be an election in June. London Breed, by virtue of being board president, was still board president and acting mayor. Some right. people felt she just had too much power and that it was giving her an advantage over some of the more liberal candidates in the race, and they wanted to level that playing field. And so they turned not to a progressive like, say, you know, former Assemblyman Tom Amiano or former Mayor Art Agnos, but, as you said, to one of the more conservative, a white male venture capitalist lawyer who represents the Marina and Cow Hollow and the Presidio, some of the most wealthy neighborhoods in the city.
So in bringing themselves to this decision, what was the emotion like?
Well, probably one of the most emotional moments was when City Supervisor Hillary Ronan, who represents the Mission and Bernal Heights, spoke about this moment in city history and what was happening.
There are white rich men, billionaires in this city, that have steered the policies for the past two mayoral administrations, if not more, that have gotten us into the absolute mess that we are in today, where poor people and people of color cannot afford to live in the city and where children can't be here. It is absolutely ridiculous and outrageous, and it hurts and it weighs on me as a supervisor where I can't sleep at night.
And she went on to say that those same billionaires are supporting London Breed, threatening people, threatening to ruin their careers if they didn't support her election. And she said, look, she used the word gross. It was gross. Gross abuse of power, throwing their weight around. And so she and others rebelled against it.
Would London Breed agree with this assessment of her presence in all of this?
You know, that's a good question. Ronald Reagan used to say, well, they're endorsing me. I'm not endorsing them. And it would remain to be seen. I mean, what kind of mayor will she be or would she be if she was there for a longer period of time? Who knows? I mean, she comes, as you said, from the public housing projects. She has opposed the police on some issues. But she is more moderate. And because she was embraced by these wealthy tech folks, there was a lot of suspicion about what kinds of policies she would embrace.
Okay, so this suspicion, this emotion and frustration leads Hillary Ronan and other progressives to choose someone they've essentially disagreed with a significant amount of time. What do they get out of this?
Well, we don't know yet. Mark Farrell, as mayor, now he has to step down as supervisor, so he gets to appoint his successor. And that'll tell us a lot about what progressives got. What kind of person does he name to replace him as supervisor? They will then be on the ballot, presumably in November. Do the progressives get someone they can work with? Or is he going to name somebody more like him, more moderate, more business friendly? So we'll find out. But I should say that right after his election, there was an eruption in the chambers from her supporters of London Breed, who were very, very angry. And you can hear there a lot of anger, mostly African-American folks who said, we finally have a mayor, an African-American woman who we can relate to, who looks like us, and now you're turning to another white male to be mayor.
Mm. So what was London Breed's reaction to all of this, and what does this mean for her?
Well, you know, I don't know how far in advance she saw this coming. It came as a surprise to many people, but obviously this had been in the works for weeks. She was, I have to say, very gracious. She came out after the vote, and although her supporters, as we just heard, were very angry, she was very conciliatory. She said she wants to focus on the positive. I asked her if she felt that this was, as her supporters were saying, racism or sexism or fear of, you know, sort of classism, somebody who's a low-income woman. But she didn't want to go there. She said, look, we've got an election to win. She's still on the ballot in June, and she has a formidable chance of winning. She has a lot of opponents who also have a fair amount of money. But let's listen to a little bit of what she had to say.
All of the people who live in this city are San Franciscans and deserve the right to be treated with respect and deserve to have a mayor that represents them. So as I have said before, time and time again, if you don't belong in one of the cliques that they're talking about, then I'll be your mayor, too.
Wow. I'd say that that's the perfect sort of right down the middle, the way to react to this. So more on Mark Farrell. We've described him as this man who has essentially the supervisor of a district that encompasses some of the city's wealthiest neighborhoods. What are his policy positions?
Well, you know, he is pro-business. He founded the Super Bowl Committee back when Super Bowl 50 was coming to the Bay Area, to Levi's Stadium. He has also been outspoken against sort of the rise of homelessness and people living on the streets and the tents. He's also championed some gun control legislation. You know, in San Francisco, you can be quote-unquote moderate or conservative, but if you were to, say, go up to Sacramento as a legislator, you are liberal. So it's really, you know, as David Chu, the assemblyman, once said, politics in San Francisco is like a knife fight in a telephone booth. You know, everyone's positions are very close and it's very personal. And so while Farrell might be more conservative than, you know, others on the board of supervisors, he's still a San Francisco Democrat.
So quickly, 30 seconds left. The mayor's race, election, June, what impact does all this have?
Well, this levels the playing field to a certain extent. The others in the race, Supervisor Jane Kim, former State Senator Mark Leno, Angela Alioto, the former supervisor, they're now on a much more level playing field than they would have been if London Breed had remained where she was with all the advantages of being acting mayor.
All right. KQED Scott Schaefer, thanks so much for joining us today.
Anytime.
We'll be back with more local stories. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.